The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is paid for by Mike Boyle.
He spent almost 40 years in and around the restaurant industry. He's been an owner and an operator. He's a member of the Colorado Restaurant Hall of Fame. The last quarter of a century, his radio shows have been keeping you updated on the ever-changing Colorado restaurant scene, where he invites you to join him, both on the air and for meals at area restaurants. He's Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show.
I'm Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show here on News Talk 710 KNUS. It is Saturday, May 30th. You know what? It's such a beautiful day, and it is so warm that I've got a real dilemma. I'm going to be with you up until 5 o'clock, and I just can't decide when 5 o'clock comes if I should pop open an ice-cold Coors Banquet, or maybe take a little trip to the islands and have a Kona Brewing Company longboard lager. Anyway, but that, you know, that's down the road a couple hours. I'm going to be with you up until 5 o'clock. Happy to have you with me. You know, now that the restaurants have begun to open up, by the way, I've got to tell you something. A week after Denver opened applications, this is what happens when you vote Democrat, I'm telling you. A week after Denver opened applications, one business has been approved for patio expansion. Oh, that sounds pretty good, Mike. They'll get to expand. They'll get to have some people out in front of the restaurant, one restaurant. Good for them. How many have applied, Mike? Well, I'm glad you asked. 400 applications. And the city of Denver, Mayor Michael Hancock and his crew have been able to get one application approved. And that's why there was an article this week. In the lockdown fight for local control, Colorado counties begin to ignore state edicts. And I don't blame you. You know what I would do? You know what? When I'm king, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for Michael Hancock. I'm going to order every restaurant in Denver to pick a time, to pick a date, and to just move tables out on the sidewalk so that the Denver Police Department, those that aren't busy downtown taking care of protests, they can then scramble all over the city of Denver trying to cite all of these restaurants for not having the application approved to have tables out in front of their restaurants. 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. In the first hour, we are going to talk with Randy Price. Randy Price is the owner and operator of the Rocky Mountain Restaurant Group, started about 15, 16 years ago in Colorado Springs. He's a graduate of Northern Arizona University in the hospitality program. He is very successful. Salsa Brava Mexican restaurants, and Urban Eggs, a daytime eatery. Both of them do very well. But I thought we'd talk to Randy a little bit about the challenges of being shut down for 10 weeks, doing takeout, doing delivery, and how do you crank it back up? He's going to reopen his restaurants for dine-in service this coming Monday, June 1st. I thought that would be an interesting interview for you. We're also going to talk a little bit about an article that I found. I shared in Colorado Springs, had some fun with it. The article is entitled, Your Mask is Making You Meaner, Dumber, More Afraid, and Less Safe. Now, you know what? I know a mayor in Minneapolis that wants people to be so safe that rather than stopping them from burning down the police station, he is out there passing out masks to the rioters so that there won't be any fear that they will contract COVID-19. 303-696-1971. We're going to be with you up until 5 o'clock here on KNUS.
The warm weather is finally here. Thank goodness. You've just finished cutting the grass, washing the car, sanding and painting the deck, breaking out the grill. Maybe you've been chasing the kids around the park or trying to maintain your athletic body by walking, biking, running, or hiking. Well, you need to rehydrate. You're thinking, wouldn't an ice-cold Pepsi go good right now? You bet it would. But maybe fire down an ice-cold bottle of Propel, Lifewater, or Aquafina first, or maybe a Gatorade instead. Cool off and then think about relaxing on the back deck or in the backyard with a Pepsi, either regular or diet, or maybe even a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Then there's Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist Lemon Lime, or Mug Root Beer that are sure to please. Iced tea? Pepsi also bottles and distributes Lipton tea. But whichever way you go, Pepsi and all of their other products are sure to refresh and are made for our active Colorado lifestyle. And if you need some snacks, don't forget that Pepsi also distributes Lay's, Ruffles, and Tostitos chips and other snacks, including Mike's new favorite, the Cheddar Jalapeno Cheetos. So remember to look for Pepsi products wherever they are sold and stock up for the warm weather. What is going to be a beautiful summer.
Hey everybody, Mike Boyle, host of the restaurant shows for the Black Hat Cattle Company up on Highway 74 in Kittredge. You know what? There's some big changes going on up at the Black Hat Cattle Company. Oh, no. They're still in that beautiful Colorado log cabin style building. The interior is beautifully done with a lot of Western art. Dave Rodriguez, the proprietor, he's been serving steaks up in that area for over 35 years, and he loves his Western art. He's a good old boy out of Red Lodge, Montana. But what's the big change? I'll tell you what the change is. They are now changing their hours. It's always been a dinner-only house. They're open at 4:30, but now they're open 5 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday. Yep, you can make a reservation by giving them a call at 303-670-0941. That's 303-670-0941. You want that big, beautiful teriyaki top sirloin. Oh, man, they got it all. The Black Hat Cattle Company, Tuesday through Saturday, closed Sunday, Monday. Tell them you heard about it from Mike Boyle on The Restaurant Show.
Hey, everybody. I was talking to Mike this week, and he was telling me about how crazy the restaurant business is right now. Some are open for limited business. Others just decided to close for the duration of the shutdown. Some are open for takeout and delivery, and others for takeout only. Some are offering specials, others not. Well, the Rocky Mountain Restaurant Group, owners and operators of the independent Salsa Brava Mexican Grills and the Urban Eggs, a daytime eatery, they're no different. Randy Price, founder, is a very talented guy. He feels a deep obligation to the dining public, but has also felt that he had to make an adjustment or two, maybe even three. So find out what Salsa Brava and Urban Eggs are offering. Their days and hours of operation, check out their respective websites in your area. Urban Eggs serve wonderful breakfasts and lunches, and for Mexican food, Salsa Bravas cannot be beat. Oh, and you might notice that Salsa Brava has come up with a half gallon of margarita special for only $20. Everything is takeout, but just because things are a little goofy right now doesn't mean that you have to deprive yourself. So stop by a local Urban Egg daytime eatery or the Salsa Brava Mexican Grill in your area.
All right, 13 minutes after 3 o'clock. On that last spot block, Black Hat Cattle Company is not open for dine-in. I thought they were going to have a change this week. I talked to Dave Rodriguez. You know what? They are doing such a nice job with that Gold Canyon Premium Angus Beef Box that they have been selling, two 12-ounce ribeyes, two 12-ounce New Yorks, two 8-ounce top sirloins, two 6-ounce fillets, and 2 pounds of ground beef patties. I went up there and bought a box. It is $125, which is a great price. By the way, I was talking to Dave and Chuck Lontine. I know a lot of you in the radio business remember Chuck Lontine. He's been in the business for probably 30, 35 years around the Denver metro area. But I happened to be talking to Dave, and Chuck Lontine, a regular listener to the show, wandered on in to get one of those boxes. They were $100, but when we talk with Randy Price in the next segment, you are going to find out what is going on with prices that these restaurants are being charged. So Dave still has that wonderful Gold Canyon Premium Angus beef box, but instead of being $100, it's $125, but still a great, great deal. I've had all of the steaks in that package. I still have a couple left, and I think you are going to be very, very happy, especially as we get into the summer grilling season. If you want to give them a call, it's 303-670-0941, and when they get ready to crank it back up for dine-in service, we will keep you posted on that. Salsa Brava Urban Egg, we just did a spot. They are still doing takeout and the margarita special today and tomorrow. But as Randy will explain when we do this interview with him here in a little while, they are going to be open on June 1st. So they will still have the takeout, but they will be doing dine-in, and we'll be talking to him about that in just a little while. You know what? I got a couple things I thought I would share, maybe put a smile on your face. Vegetarians live up to 9 miles, 9 miles. Vegetarians live up to 9 years longer than meat eaters. All right, so maybe you don't want to go get that Gold Canyon Premium Angus beef box, right? Vegetarians live up to 9 years longer than meat eaters. Nine horrible, miserable, worthless, baconless years. I don't think it's a joke. I don't know about you. And by the way, talk about the crazy country that we have right now. What's going on? A little bit crazy. A lot crazy. Do you know, if you stop to think about it, you won't get arrested if you riot, loot, burn down businesses. In Minneapolis, they actually cleared the police station out so that the protesters, the rioters, could burn it down and gave a mask to avoid coronavirus. So you won't get arrested if you riot, loot, and burn down businesses. But you will get arrested in Minneapolis if you go to church. What a country, huh? All right. 303, yeah, that's not a joke either. 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. I have been carrying this note that I made. You know, the spots on the shows have been changing weekly. Some restaurants are opening. Some are taking a little bit of time. Some are keeping with takeout only. I know a couple of restaurants, they said, you know what, we have enjoyed doing this takeout, and we've got a small dining room, and we're just going to go with takeout for a while. So what I want to make sure that you know is that while I'm trying to keep the spots as accurate as possible, I would encourage you, before you get yourself in a mood for a particular meal or a particular restaurant, that you take just a minute or two to give them a call, pick up the phone and give them a call, and check with them on their days of operation, their hours, any specials they may be offering, because so, so much of this is changing on a, not just regular, but frequent basis. So anyway, I just think it's a good idea to maybe be a little bit careful about that. I hope you had a nice Memorial Day weekend. I saw a movie that was very appropriate. It was absolutely terrific. The Last Full Measure, about an Air Force enlisted man killed in action, KIA, in Vietnam, and was awarded 30, 35, 40 years later the Medal of Honor, the Congressional Medal of Honor. And I realize that for an awful lot of you, you just kind of want to put Vietnam in your rearview mirror, but it did happen in this story of heroism. By a kid out of Ohio, died when he was 21 years old. He parajumped into a firefight where the Big Red One, the 1st Infantry Division, was pinned down and started evacuating wounded comrades and even passed up an opportunity to get out. And at the end of the movie, one of the Big Red One guys, obviously a survivor, said, when that helicopter came, there wasn't one guy on the ground that wouldn't have taken the opportunity to be evacuated out. this guy took the opportunity to come into the firefight. It was really a good, the last full measure. I got it on Comcast for $5.99. But anyway, it was very nice for Memorial Day weekend. I went down to Olinger Mortuary in Castle Rock. Flying Horse Catering was doing a hot dog, raising some money for veterans issues. Nice to see Peggy Hahn. Peggy Hahn used to own the Cliff House, those beautiful cottages in Morrison. Very romantic, and the old Victorian beds and the hot tubs with each little cottage and so forth. Absolutely unbelievable. But anyway, it was a fun Memorial Day weekend. I flew my flag. I took some time to reflect. I hope you did as well. All right, let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, let's talk with Randy Price of the Rocky Mountain Restaurant Group. He is a fascinating guy. He's a smart, smart operator, and I think you're going to enjoy hearing what he has to say about the shutdown and making a comeback. We'll be right back on The Restaurant Show.
News Talk 710, KNUS.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and I've got some great news for you. The Black Eyed Peas are up and running. They are back in business. Great American food and spirits. Did they ever go away? No, they've been serving the Pikes Peak region for over 35 years. They just took a little bit of a break for the Great American Shutdown, but you can go now to the store at 887 North Academy across from the Citadel Mall. You can go to the store in Pueblo on Highway 50 West. You can get the chicken fried steak. Chicken fried chicken. They've got the slow roasted pot roast. How do they keep that pot roast so moist? You know, even a lot of times you get that pot roast from grandma. It's all dried out. Not theirs. They've got wonderful sides for you to enjoy as well. And don't forget, they've got some great desserts also. They've got a seniors menu, a kids menu, all that stuff from the Black Eyed Peas. They are back in business, up and operational. Check them out. Over 35 years of serving the Pikes Peak region. And tell them you heard about it from Mike Boyle on The Restaurant Show.
If you like Chinese food, good Chinese food, find yourself in the Castle Rock area and you'd like to support a proud U.S. Army veteran, then head on over to the China Cafe, 734 Perry Street in the Safeway Shopping Center, just off I-25 at the Plum Creek exit. Leanne Jin and her husband recently bought the business. It had been her dream while spending almost 10 years in the Army. He's the talented cook in the kitchen and she's the smiling face you see when you enter. China Cafe serves lunch and dinner 6 days a week. They're closed Mondays and features a lot of the basic Chinese items we've grown to love. Start with some soup, hot and sour, egg drop, wonton, maybe have an egg roll appetizer, then stuff your face with wonderful Mongolian beef, sesame chicken, or Mike's favorite, the lemon chicken. Each plate comes with your choice of fried or steamed rice. China Cafe has a liquor license, plenty of free parking for now. However, they've decided to continue with takeout and delivery only. So call them to order and for details on when they'll reopen their dining room. Their number is 303-688-8013. 303-688-8013. Be sure to say hello to Leanne. You'll love her, and you'll be supporting a proud Army veteran in a small family business. China Cafe in Castle Rock. You've heard of New York-style pizza. You've heard of Chicago-style pizza. But have you ever heard of Midwest-style pizza? Well, that's what they're serving at Granelli's Pizza on Wilcox Street in downtown Castle Rock. You know how the toppings are put on under the cheese in Chicago? Well, that's what new owner Angie Trano is doing at Granelli's. But here's the big but. She says that that's how they make pizzas in Minnesota, where she's from, and Wisconsin and Iowa. So she calls it Midwest-style pizza. Whatever you call it, it's good. Granelli's has been around for over 20 years and also serves some wonderful appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and pastas, and even though Granelli's did well with takeout, now the dining room is open. So dine in or take out. Granelli's also offers a nice selection of local craft beers. Granelli's is easy to get to off I-25 at exit 182 or the Plum Creek exit number 181. And if you'd rather bake the pizza yourself, have it when you want it, Granelli's also does a wonderful take-and-bake pizza. Open 6 days a week, closed Sunday. You can either stop by and order or give them a call at 303-814-1853. That's 303-814-1853. Ask for Angie. She'd love to meet you.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show. It is Saturday, May 30th. And as you know, the restrictions have begun to lift on restaurants. A little later in the show, I'm going to go over the guidelines that the CDC has put out nationally for restaurants. There's just an awful lot of people pulling on restaurateurs, whether they're independent operators, whether they're independent chain operators, whether they're corporate chain operators. A lot of stuff to go through. And I thought, who better to talk about it with than Randy Price? Randy Price is the owner and operator president, the guy that started the Rocky Mountain Restaurant Group. They are the Salsa Brava Mexican restaurants and the Urban Egg Daytime Eatery Breakfast and Lunch concept. And when you think about it, Randy's got two concepts. He is in Colorado Springs. He's in Denver Metro. He goes up the Front Range all the way up to Fort Collins. So he's got a lot of people pulling on him, a lot of different jurisdictions, a lot of different mayors, a lot of different health departments. I got to tell you something. He's tougher than I am. I would have probably thrown in the towel. Randy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Listen, it's got to be making you crazy. And I do know that even though the restrictions were lifted a little bit earlier this week, you are actually waiting until Monday, day after tomorrow, June 1st. You just wanted to make sure you had your arms around this gorilla so that you knew exactly what you were doing at all your locations. But, you know, with different chefs and different menus and so forth and so on, it has got to be a challenge getting ready for Monday.
You know, it has been, but we're very excited to be there. We've got, obviously, two more days of curbside and carry out. We'll continue that once we open. But I'll tell you, my teams are ready to go. We really wanted to be thoughtful in the reopening process. And, you know, we've got to prepare all of our fresh product and make sure we can get all of our orders in. We had restocked our restaurants with non-perishable products about 3 weeks ago. And then when we were sure the green light was coming our way, we wanted to get in the perishable product, because everything's made from scratch and made fresh, and we wanted to make sure we weren't being any ahead of that at all. Plus, we want to give our staff a little more time to do some practice in PPEs and some mock service, and we'll be ready to go Monday. I think we're ready to go now, but we're gonna open up together, united on Monday, June 1st, and we'll be following the strictest guidelines of the jurisdiction in our company, and that way we feel like it'll be one set of rules for everybody and a little bit easier to be everyone to be on the same page.
You know, a lot of people out there in the general public, they say, oh, it's got to be tough on restaurants because they're closed. And now they finally got the green light. All you need to do is go to the restaurant, unlock the door, throw on the light switch, and start collecting money. It's not quite that simple. I think it's interesting. One of the things that I just caught, the non-perishable goods. And that can be, folks, that can be anything from a broth to toilet paper. So you get good and stocked up on that. So you got that out of the way, Randy. But knowing you, you like to serve good, fresh product at all of your restaurants within the Rocky Mountain Restaurant Group. So that also, did you have any trouble getting, you've got enough restaurants that my guess is that the purveyors and the farmers and the ranchers take pretty good care of you, but we've heard about some shortages. Was that a challenge for you to go forward and getting the restaurants open?
It absolutely has been. I mean, we're seeing a 50% increase in bacon prices, a 30% increase in egg prices. You know, ground beef is up 300%. We don't use much ground beef, but For those operators that do, you know, your listeners just need to understand that we're coming back into a reduced seating capacity with increased costs, and you know it's going to be a tough month and a half until all these processing plants and all these manufacturers get back online and get back up to capacity.
Well, and I was talking to Steve Shaw. You know, Steve Shaw is the owner and operator of 9 Black Eyed Peas up and down the Front Range, and he said not only that, but there were a couple things about reopening, a couple things about the takeout market. He says, we now have to provide disposable menus. We now have to have condiment packets for ketchup rather than having a bottle of ketchup on the table. And all of that stuff contributes to an added cost for the restaurant operator.
Absolutely. And, you know, we want to be in compliance. We all have to do the right thing. We've got to contain this virus and make sure that our guests are confident and comfortable in our environment. So we've got social distancing and table spacing and retraining our staff to continue to learn how to smile in a mask. It's a big deal. We've been talking about it all week.
Yeah, smile with your eyes. You know what? We're talking with Randy Price, the owner and operator of the Rocky Mountain Restaurant Group, Urban Eggs Daytime Eateries, Salsa Brava Mexican Restaurants. Randy, you know, you're only going to have about 50% dine-in capacity, but probably 30, 40, 50% of the people, I talk to people, and it's just a little bit of a swag, a little bit of a conversation with different people I meet. Some of them are going to be a little bit reluctant, especially those that are a little bit older, maybe have preconditions. So they say, you know what, we really like the food at this particular restaurant or this particular restaurant group, but instead of going to dine in, we're going to keep going with the takeout for a while. And I think that in spite of the challenges of takeout, a lot of restaurateurs have found that that's kind of a viable market for them. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, we absolutely are. You know, we've got dedicated spaces in locations that are allowing us to do it for curbside pickup. We're going to continue the curbside to carry out. We feel like it's going to be a big part of our market moving forward, in addition to, you know, getting back to dining rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're working on this weekend is mock service with staff and seeing, you know, food coming out on back on China. And then also, you know, we still have to execute the to-go's and curbside. So it's just good for us to see that before we jump into Monday. But I will tell you that nothing made me happier than seeing my Tuscan Benedict back on a plate.
Because it is a great, great dish, Randy Price. Hey, Randy Price, one of the other things that Steve Shaw happened to mention on a recent broadcast, he said, you know, you don't stop to think about it, but with all the takeout orders, with all the nice plastic containers or the salt and peppers, the plastic forks, whatever it happens to be, he said, you know, we pride ourselves in trying to be as green in the restaurant as possible, and yet now we're not washing dishes in a nice dish machine with 165-degree temperature. Now a lot of that stuff is going out the door and winding up in the landfill. And it was something I didn't – it can't be avoided, but it was something I didn't even think about.
No, it's a big deal, Mike, and the race is on for a more affordable compostable to-go box, because you start talking about those and they're three times the cost.
That's
an increase. It's an increased operating expense that we've got to be mindful of right now, because we're all trying to dig out of a really deep hole.
And you know what? Let me bring up something that I know that listeners are probably thinking about throughout this conversation. With disposable menus, the good news is that everybody will get a disposable menu. They'll get their own menu. But with a disposable menu, menus that are being printed with regularity, that offers the restaurant operator an opportunity to play with those prices a little bit, play with the menus, adding items, taking items off, specials and so forth and so on. How do you feel with all of the challenges of capacity, takeout, to-go containers, added expenses, Randy? How are you feeling about being able to hold the prices at Urban Eggs and Salsa Brava's?
Well, Mike, our plan is to hold them where they're at and just do the
and
best
hope
we
for
can
the best.
Get through this next month and a half. Hope to see some relief in the markets and get back to where we were. We understand, you know, we're just having the doors open doesn't mean we're, you know, that we're done with this.
Uh-huh.
We're halfway through this battle, and we want to make sure we take care of our guests. And again, make them feel comfortable in the new procedures that we have towards cleanliness and sanitation and distancing, and that we are doing everything we can to provide an outstanding dining experience and a safe environment for both our staff and our guests. We don't plan to raise menu pricing. You know, one thing I want to point out to the listeners, and I know you've got hundreds and thousands of them up and down the Front Range, but, you know, we're going to be opening at reduced capacity, and this goes for every restaurant in the country. And I know there's a lot of people out there that haven't seen friends in 2 months, and we're just going to ask people to be very respectful when we're on a wait for the time that they spend at our tables once they're done eating, because there's everybody else hasn't been out to eat in 2 months, and they want to get in, and we're trying to get it done with 50% capacity. So just be respectful of those other diners that have been quarantined for 2 months also, and try to limit the time at the table once you're done eating so that we can at least get some table turns and start to build some revenue as we pull out of this thing.
Talking with Randy Price of the Rocky Mountain Restaurant Group. Randy, you went somewhere that I'd like to expand on a little bit. You know, people that have been shut in, have chosen to stay at home, and yes, they have an opportunity to maybe get together with another couple for lunch or dinner. And I understand being respectful of the people that may be on a wait. You want to keep those tables turning. But I've seen, and we're coming up on a break, but think about this for just a second, Randy Price. I've seen where it's been suggested, matter of fact, the CDC suggested, call in your order and have it waiting for you and walk in and sit down and eat it and get up and leave. And I think that a big part of the dining out experience is a little bit of the leisure. Yes, you want to be concerned about the restaurant's capacity and people waiting, but I think a little bit of it, Randy, is, you know what, part of going to a bar, part of going to a restaurant since the beginning of time has been an opportunity to relax in a convivial atmosphere and chat with people and so forth and so on. So we've got Randy Price from the Rocky Mountain Restaurant Group. Randy, hang with me, and when we come back, let's talk a little bit about that, all right? His name is Randy Price. My name is Mike Boyle, and we'll be right back on The Restaurant Show.
Remember what your mother said. Start your day with a good breakfast. Maybe a big breakfast burrito or a nice pupusa. Well, you can get either or both at Mile High Pupusas at 2504 Old Hamden Road, just west of Santa Fe in Inglewood. Mile High Pupusas is owned and operated by the husband and wife team of Josh and Myrna Benavides. He wanted to specialize in Mexican food, but since Myrna is from El Salvador, she also wanted to feature some of the native foods of her native country. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, serving not only breakfast, but a wide selection of lunch and dinner items as well. It's located in a small freestanding building with plenty of free parking. And even though they have 4 or 5 tables inside for dining in, it's really set up for takeout. From the minute they open their doors at 7 a.m., you'll see people piling in and loading up on their many specialties. Most people know what a burrito is, but try the pupusas. It's like a pita pocket, Salvadoran style. Dough with whatever fillings you select. No liquor license, but plenty of Pepsi products to quench your thirst. Mile High Pupusas. Say hello to Josh and Myrna. They're always there.
For over 30 years in Castle Rock, the owners of Pegasus Restaurant, John and Janie DeLay, have enjoyed seeing you because Pegasus is about, sure, good food and good service, but it's more than that. It truly is a neighborhood gathering place, a place where longtime Castle Rock residents knew they could get a good meal, big portions, hearty plates, and when new residents or just people from the area stopped by, they were always greeted with a smile before sitting down and enjoying a fabulous selection of breakfast items or a wide, varied menu for lunch. And while Pegasus did fine during the shutdown, a big part of the enjoyment that John and Janie get from the restaurant business is being able to see you, chat, learn about you, and how you're doing. You can still do takeout if that's your preference, but why not go by, relax inside or on the patio and order a breakfast favorite, the chiladas, or a big fluffy omelet. Here's an idea. With your breakfast, enjoy a mimosa flight. For lunch, nice sandwiches and salads. Maybe try a longtime favorite, the French dip, and the burgers are always special. Pegasus is open 7 days a week during dine-in breakfast and lunch. If you prefer to take out, give them a call at 303-688-6746. Pegasus in Castle Rock. You're going to love it.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and if you listen to the show with any regularity, you know that I love to travel. We talk a lot about travel. It's called The Restaurant Show, but it's The Restaurant and Travel Show. I've been taking groups of listeners on trips since 1997, working with Darlene Stacey over at Red Carpet World Travel. Got some great trips coming up in 2020, but I want to tell you about my daughter. I must have passed on that travel bug to her because she founded her own company. It's called Gusto Mexico, G-U-S-T-O, GustoMexico.com, and if you know what Gusto means, it means I like Mexico. And what she's inviting you to do is to come down to Mexico and lose your mind and come to your senses, where you're going to experience the taste, smells, touches, sights, and sound of that beautiful country just south of the border. GustoMexico.com. She's going to be taking groups to Tulum and Sayulita and Oaxaca and Ensenada, so you can really immerse yourself in Mexico. Check it out at GustoMexico.com.
Pop open an ice cold Pepsi while you enjoy more of the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
All right, let's keep it going with Randy Price. I really enjoy talking to Randy. I don't say it just because he's on the air. He's a graduate of the University of Northern Colorado, Northern Arizona, down in Flagstaff, Arizona. Hospitality program, worked for some corporate restaurants, and back in about 2002, he and his lovely wife said, you know, we like Colorado. We're going to move to Colorado Springs. We're going to open up a restaurant, and the rest is history. They've got restaurants all up and down the Front Range, the Rocky Mountain Restaurant Group. You know them as Urban Eggs Daytime Eatery, breakfast and lunch, or the Salsa Brava Mexican restaurants, lunch and dinner. Randy, I've even seen some suggestions that since restaurants have apps now, or phones being answered with more regularity, that I've seen some suggestions from the authorities. Call the restaurant, order, show up, sit down, eat your meal, and leave. And I got to tell you something, Randy. I understand 50% capacity. I understand what you're up against. I understand trying to get people in and out. But I'm just not there yet. I want to go to a restaurant. If they tell me I got to wait, fine, give me a beer. When my table's ready, give me a call. I don't want to make it too regimented, too mechanical. What do you think of that?
No, I totally agree with you, Mike, and I would not take your order over the phone and have it ready for you when you get there because I want you to be able to experience my staff,
yeah,
our environment. You know, I mean, that's 33% of the dining experience. You know, 33% is, in my opinion, the atmosphere. 33% is the staff and the service, and 33% is the quality food. And, and you know, we're certainly not going to go there. There's no way we would go there.
Well, good.
You know,
I'm
we want
here.
People to come in, have a great experience, enjoy our fresh food, enjoy our great service. You know, we are good at what we do, and we execute well. And, you know, we're just so excited to see guests back in our stores on Monday. I can't tell you, I'll probably start tearing up.
Well, and listen, let's talk about the staff a little bit, Randy. How is the, first of all, have you had any trouble restaffing? Now, you're known as a good employer, a guy that watches out for his staff, but we've also heard a little bit about unemployment benefits and so forth. Have you had any trouble staffing at your restaurants in the Rocky Mountain Restaurant Group? And are the I'm going to call them kids because I'm getting to the age where everybody's a kid to me, Randy. But I got to tell you, so have they been pumped up? Have they been excited? Are they ready to go? Are they? They're going to be like a racehorse coming out of the gates on Monday.
You know, we were off to such a great start this year. It was amazing before this hit in March, and March 16th rolled around. And we've got a dynamite staff, and I'm proud of everyone. I'll tell you, out of 390 staff members, we lost 13 as of yesterday.
Wow!
So I feel pretty confident that we were communicating with our teams through newsletters every month. If someone needed something, if they needed an essential, we got it for them. You know, we really reached out to them and made sure they knew that we were here for them. You know, we kept as many people employed as possible. And we respected the fact that some people were on unemployment and wanted to wait to come back until they felt safe. So we said, you know what, we'll let you go as long as we can. And now that we're opening next week, hey, you're back to work. We're giving some back to work bonuses to some of our staff. They're very appreciative. And you know, it's game on, back to things, and everybody seems very excited and really ready to get our great guests back into our restaurants and start taking care of them right where we left off in middle of March.
You know, and I think the thing that's important is that one of the things that I like about doing this show, we don't just talk about Bernays sauce and marinara sauce here. We talk about the industry a little bit so that listeners, and I know that the listeners respond because when they go pick up a takeout order from the Urban Egg or the Salsa Brava or Louis Pizza or another pizza place in Denver or up and down the Front Range or Fat Albert's up in Greeley, they're tipping nicely. They're trying to take care of people. But the restaurateurs, just like you said, you communicated with them. Out of 390 staff members, 377 are coming back. Brad Mansky at the View House Restaurant, you know what pros they are, Randy. You know what? They said, we have to let 800 people go, but here's what we're going to do. And they did some of the same stuff you did. And they even said, you know what, if you're close to a View House restaurant, stop by, we'll feed you. We'll get you a lunch. We don't want you to starve. We don't want you to worry about getting yourself fed. So there's an awful lot of restaurateurs out there, Randy, that, like I said, the cards that they got dealt at about 5 o'clock on Monday, March 16th, as far as I was concerned, were a little over the top. I'm speaking for me, Randy. I'm not speaking for anybody else. But they just said, you know what? It's people like you and View House and some of the aforementioned restaurants that said, you know what? It's the way it is. Let's figure it out as opposed to woe is me. I'm a victim. The government screwed me. The virus has screwed me, so forth and so on. I think that you just have to say, this is the way it is. Let's make it happen. And if people walk into an Urban Egg or they walk into a Salsa Brava And yes, the staff is wearing a mask. And you've taught them how to smile through the mask. I'll bet you've also taught them to smile with their eyes. And that will make a big, big difference Monday as you begin to go forward.
It's been our biggest point for the last week, Mike, was, you know, these are our points of service. We are back to our points of service. You know, regardless of whether we have a mask and gloves on, you know, we got to continue to smile. You can tell the crinkles in your eye when you're smiling. We practice smiling in a mask for half a day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I will tell you, to your point, there has not been a member of my family, of my restaurant family, that has paid for a meal since March 16th. And we're proud of that.
Uh-huh.
But they'll get their discount starting Monday.
Yeah, we're back to a discount starting on Monday. All right, do me a favor. If anybody within the sound of my voice, maybe new to town, maybe new to the area, isn't familiar with Urban Eggs, a daytime eatery, explain the concept very briefly to the listeners, and then we'll go on and explain the concept of Salsa Brava.
You know, I would say it's we like to say it's America's best breakfast. You know, locally sourced, organic when available. Very, very kind of upscale casual with attentive service and a good value. You know, we do a really, really great innovative twist on American classic breakfast like Benedict's, pancakes, huevos rancheros, burritos. You know, we have a great section of the lighter, healthier organic quinoas. Great, you know, we have full alcohol, so we have a, you know, we're not having the build your own Bloody Mary bar when we open back up, but we'll be happy to make your Bloody Mary and bring it to your table, and it's one of the best Bloody Marys in the country. Fresh squeezed juices, we have juice blends, you know, zero proof drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So we really cover all the bases. Great kids menu. We're really proud of our concept, and we're gonna pick right up where we left off, Mike. We're looking to grow outside of Colorado. We're making those plans right now, and we're ready to get back to work and take care of our guests and continue to take care of our staff.
And for all the great Bloody Marys and the quinoa, I will tell you that the Urban Eggs, a daytime eatery, they've got a great burger. And I'm just going to tell you something. I do not believe that a restaurant can truly say that they are a good restaurant if they serve a hamburger. They've got to serve a good one, and the Urban Egg serves a good one. All right, so talk a little bit about Salsa Brava, if you would, Randy.
Innovative twist on Mexican classics, killer margaritas, homemade chips and salsa. We do a great black and tomato salsa where we char grill the tomatoes, the garlic, the jalapeno, the onion. We blend it. We serve it at 103 degrees. We've got a really fresh pico de gallo. We've got an award-winning pineapple habanero salsa that you have to ask for when you come in. But again, same kind of style as Urban Egg from an approachability standpoint, attentive, proactive service. You know, fun, family-friendly, casual, great value, and again, like Urban Egg, everything we do is made from scratch. We don't have freezers. We make everything fresh, and we do it with a lot of pride. And we really respect our guests and our staff, and we just like to have fun.
You know, I got to tell you something, Randy. Maybe this is, I don't know if I've ever said this to you, but when you opened the first Salsa Brava about 15, 16, 17 years ago, I wasn't quite sure that Colorado was ready for a salmon Veracruz or something like that. I thought, yeah, tacos, burritos, maybe fajitas, maybe enchiladas. But boy, I'll tell you what, that innovative food you serve, innovative Mexican dishes at Salsa Brava, they really, really are good. And we certainly want to encourage everybody to get out and give them a try. Urban Eggs, a daytime eatery, 7 days a week, breakfast and lunch. Is that close enough? Can I keep this? How's that?
That's perfect.
All right. And for Salsa Bravas, I suggest check out the website. But Randy, we're thrilled that you weathered it. And by the way, speaking of Salsa Brava, one of the things that they did take out over the Great American Shutdown was they did their margaritas. So if you get to a Salsa Brava, my suggestion would be that you try one of their margaritas because they are really, really good. They do a really good job with it. And I know that I haven't had one since the shutdown, but it won't be long, Randy, before I get back. And maybe I can even talk you into joining me. Maybe you're up for a margarita every once in a while, aren't you?
You bet. And don't think I've gone without him for that long.
All right. His name is Randy Price. How about a website, Randy?
SalsaBravaColorado.com and UrbanAgEatery.com.
All right. His name is Randy Price.
Google Salsa.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Google either one of those and you'll find them.
All right, terrific. And they're coming back on Monday, this Monday, June 1st, day after tomorrow. I can't tell you how thrilled I am. And, Randy, I got to tell you something. There's nothing more fun than a full restaurant. I guess we'd have to say that in this case, starting Monday, there's going to be nothing more fun than a full, half-full restaurant.
Yeah.
Easy for me to be funny about it. I'm out of the business. All right, buddy, I'll let you go. Good talking to you.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. We'll see him on June 1st. Urban Egg Daytime Eatery and Salsa Brava Restaurants. Randy Price, owner and operator of the Rocky Mountain Restaurant Group. We'll be right back on the restaurant.
Has planning your family's vacation become overwhelming? When you call Red Carpet World Travel at 303-743-0011 to plan your next vacation, they'll work with Funjet Vacations to create your personalized vacation package. Red Carpet World Travel and Funjet Vacations have the knowledge and tools necessary to assist you in making the best decisions for your family. Your vacation package with Funjet Vacations will be customized to allow you to purchase a complete vacation experience. Red Carpet World Travel will help you plan an amazing vacation to Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii, or Europe, and they'll put it together at one affordable packaged price. Flight, hotel, transfers, activities, and tours, along with cancel for any reason trip insurance. This can be all included in your Funjet Vacation package price. To plan your next fun-filled Funjet Vacation escape to Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii, or Europe, call the travel experts at Red Carpet World Travel, 303-743-0011. Red Carpet World Travel, 303-743-0011, or visit their website at redcarpetworldtravel.com.
You know, Sue Albert has operated Fat Albert's in Greeley for a long time, so you know that she was going to be around when the big shutdown was over. Well, she's around, up and running, and serving the same great American cuisine she's served for over 38 years. She's got a menu that includes meat, chicken, and fish entrees, even including the really popular liver and onions. Sue offers sandwiches, salads, and of course the biggest seller, the Monte Cristo sandwich. And Fat Albert's is known for their pies, pecan, peanut butter, banana cream, and Mike's favorite, the French Silk, a chocolate cream pie with a delicious crust, lots of chocolate and whipped cream piled high. That's just to name a few. Get a slice or take home a whole pie. Fat Albert's has a full liquor license, plenty of free parking, and offers dine-in and takeout. But with the warm weather here, why not sit out on the patio, get a little sunshine, enjoy your meal? Fat Albert's is located at 1717 23rd Avenue in Greeley. For days and hours of operation, give them a call at 970-356-1999 or check out their hours and the entire menu at fatalberts.com. You know, if the place has been around for over 38 years, it's got to be good. Fat Albert's in Greeley. Say hello to Sue and tell her you heard about it on The Restaurant Show.
For 20 years, Ron Tutton and Home Street Roofing have been providing Colorado residents what we all want for our homes, a quality roof. Not only quality new roofs, but roof repairs and the assurance that our homes are as well protected as our families within. Our homes are, most likely, the biggest purchase any of us will ever make, and Colorado weather can take its toll. So do what Mike did when he was in need of a new roof on his home. He called the roofing experts at Home Street Roofing. Owner Ron Tutton made an appointment and showed up when he said he would, gave Mike a fair and reasonable price, and told him what he could expect. He could expect the crew to show up on time, when they were scheduled, and would complete the work both quickly and on time and for the agreed on price. Also, if your roof is weather damaged, owner Ron Tutton is experienced with and has handled all sorts of insurance claims and is more than happy to help you through the process. Ron and Home Street have such a good reputation that when the building inspector came to inspect Mike's new roof, he remarked that he knows Home Street and the tremendous work they do. So give Home Street a call at 303-777-0333. That's 303-777-0333. And tell Ron you heard about it on the Mike Boyle Show. He'll do the same great job for you that he's been doing for satisfied customers for over 20 years.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn.
All right, coming up on 3:54, I'm Mike Boyle. This is The Restaurant Show. I want to thank Randy Price for joining us. He's a good operator, good food. Oh, yeah, I'm doing a nice job. Anyway, they're going to be firing it up on Monday, June 1st. A week after Denver opened applications, just one business has been approved for patio expansion. The city said while many restaurants and bars applied, most aren't ready for a required inspection that's part of the process. After getting more than 400 applications from bars and restaurants for Denver's space expansion program, The city said just one business had been approved and another was close to getting its added space. How many people do you suppose it would take to inspect 400 applications? How long would that take? How long would it take to get scheduled for an inspection, get the inspection, get your approval? The Dive-In at 1380 South Broadway is allowed to expand into its parking lot and will be able to keep the temporary patio until September 7th. That's basically 90 days away. So what do you suppose are the chances of those 400 applicants even getting an opportunity to get inspected, let alone improved? At the Dive-In, owner Jason Teagan said he will open on Friday. That would be yesterday. He expects to erect 10 tents with outdoor seating for up to 8 people each, ready by Saturday today. The city said it's close to approving the Bierstadt Lagerhaus at 2875 Blake Street for the space expansion program. Okay, two. At least 417 bars, breweries, cafes, distilleries, and restaurants have applied to the program that would let the business expand to patios and storefronts, street fronts, to allow for social distancing. More than 2,700 businesses are eligible for the program. Restaurants throughout the state were allowed to begin offering dine-in services on Wednesday, albeit under guidelines released by the state, including keeping tables 6 feet apart and limiting party sizes. Bierstadt Lagerhaus co-owner Chris Rippey said the brew house in Rhino Art District will open for dine-in services on Friday morning, yesterday. He planned on opening at full capacity. The tap room can hold up to 233 people. By using its existing outdoor seating space in the parking lot, it will convert into outdoor space if approved by the city. State rules call for 50% maximum capacity for indoor seating, and Denver said all restaurants in the city must comply with state guidelines. The patio expansion program is, quote, an extra tool in the tool chest, according to the city. Not if they don't get applied, I beg your pardon, not if they don't get approved. Restaurants and bars would need to take additional steps, such as marking floors and closed tables, implementing new cleaning procedures, removing self-service stations, requiring reservations if feasible, providing hand sanitizer, and requiring employees to wear face coverings and gloves. City spokesperson Heather Burke said in an email on Wednesday, "We don't have a turnaround time for the proposals because we're all making our full salaries working here for the city." Oh, wait, I editorially injected that. She said, "We don't have a turnaround time for proposals as each restaurant location is different, so each will have their own timetable." Different city departments handle licensing depending on which modification a business seeks, whether it's extra space from adjacent parking lots, streets, or sidewalks. The primary agencies, all drawing their full salaries, I might add. Oh, wait, I wasn't supposed to editorially inject that. Reviewing proposals for expansion include the Department of Transportation and Infrastructure, Excise and License, and Community Planning and Development. Bierstadt has been open, offering takeout and curbside services, but Rippey notes that it's a fraction of the total revenue he normally takes in. "We're excited to have people back, even if it's going to be a little different," he said, mentioning the new rules. "It will be interesting to see how everyone kind of participates. We hope that everybody understands that." He considered himself lucky, since he already had a lot of space to work with. The city's program is helping him add an additional 8,000 square feet. He does wonder whether the tables will be full come Friday. "Will people show up?" he said. "Either way, we're excited to be serving people again, but not as many as if those applications had been approved." All right, let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a break. 5 minutes of local and national news. When we come back, we've got plenty more to talk about. We're going to talk with an author. I interviewed him in Colorado Springs last week. and didn't get a chance to get it on the air, but he's got a wonderful book out called French Revenge. I've had him on the air before. Maybe you're familiar with him. Alan Topol, T-O-P-O-L. So we're going to talk with him in the next hour, and we're going to talk a lot more restaurants right here on The Restaurant Show.